This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This is Coffee with Timmy. When we talk about exploiting children or about putting children in danger, as a parent, you don't see yourself as doing that to your kid. In fact, you'll be shocked, you'll be angry, you will be beside yourself if someone should say that to you, that you have put your child in danger, that you're exploiting your child. You will probably pick up a fight. But stop. Think about what I'm about to say. And maybe you are doing that without actually realizing it. This post probably won't get me a lot of friends. but there are things that we need to talk about. And as you know, it's the things that are heavy on my heart that I speak about. Welcome to Coffee with Timmy. A lot of parents have been doing this for years, so this is not something new. And it's not reducing in the numbers that are in the number of it, of the happenings, if I should put it like that. So parents post photos of the kids online. They post the location of where these photos are taken. They talk about what is happening in the photos. For me, I am one of these JOMO people, J-O-M-O. I have the joy of missing out. I am not like that. In fact, if not for what I do now, my presence on social media was very limited. I as an adult, I joined certain social media groups because, you know, I just wanted to see what was going on there. And sometimes I wouldn't even go there for months. Anyway, so here we are now. Johnny won the race at school. It's on social media. Johnny fell into a ditch and came home in dirty clothes. It's on social media. It's Johnny's birthday. It's on social media. And we all cool and, oh, that's nice. Oh, look at that. And that's it. And I wonder, if I am not part of your family, why do I need to know what is going on with this child? For me, I've always thought, when this child grows up, by God's grace, they will then find some photos that are embarrassing, some part of their life that has been told online. Will they appreciate it? And do we think within that first maybe 18 years or 19 years of their lives, it's okay for us as parents to do what we want, to say what we want about them? Is that where this is going? Or are we doing this for ourselves? Is it for, I really don't have a word for it, because I don't want to say, is it for the family to know? Because the family is not the public. So if you're not in the entertainment industry, if you're not a sports, and when I say sports, I mean like you're a superstar in the sports arena, why is your child online? And even for those, you find that the kids are growing in front of the public. And these kids, some of them have emotional problems when they grow up, because there's no privacy to their lives. The public, not everybody, but a number of the public think they own them because they know them. Just like some of the superstars or the stars in Hollywood or anywhere else, those who are in entertainment business and they're famous for it, They cover their faces when they go out. They have to move around with guards because the public believe that they own them. If I'm paying money to listen to your music, if I'm paying money to watch your movies, you owe me to be present or attentive to me when I see you in public. We forget that they are regular people. So how much more a child? Now, we normal people, I'm adding myself to this, we normal people, why are we putting our children into harm's way? In what way can you endanger your child? Or in what way are you endangering your child? Again, you might think I'm making a mountain of a molehill, but let's look at this. About some years ago now, a study in Australia found that almost half of the faces of kids on the pedophile website or pedophile websites around the world are photos that have been lifted off on other websites, photos of other people's children that have just been taken off because this sick pervert likes this face, and then they impose it on a naked body somewhere on another that. So you have this child that you know, and you see them on the face of, you know that this is not the child, but it's their face. I mean, how many people are you going to say to, that's not the child? And one thing that you need to know is, once something is out there, once it's online, it is online. It is not easy to take it away. It is not easy. In fact, it's almost impossible, because somebody could have taken a screenshot of it. Someone could have sent it off to somewhere else. IP address could be somewhere on the other side of the world. You don't know how the photo got there. There was at one time a site that was like a revenge site. Some, and this isn't even an adult site. Somebody does something and you want to revenge. They take nude photographs of them and they put it online. If someone did this to your child, how would you feel? If someone took a photo of your child and put it on a pornographic site, for example, how would you feel if you found out? We are leaving or putting our children in danger of these sick people, of the sick world. And you might think, nobody, that's not going to happen. But you don't know. They're not asking you for license to use your child's photo. In fact, if you read the terms and conditions on Facebook, for example, whatever you put there, you've given them carte blanche to use. Let me see if I can read it out here. And this is not all. But it actually says, by posting your pictures and videos, you grant Facebook a non-exclusive, transferable, sub-licensable, royalty-free, worldwide license to use any IP content that you post on or in connection with Facebook. So you've given them absolute license to do whatever they want with your picture. You've given it to them. And you don't realize this because it's in a small print. Who's reading the small print? And I actually didn't know this as well until I was doing the research for this. Why would I want to give away myself? And if I do, then I'm an adult. I've made that decision. Why would I want to give away my child? The way we say to children, or what we say to children about, be careful what you say online. Be careful where you make this comment. Be careful what you post online. Years to come, your child might be going for a scholarship somewhere. And like I said, nothing is ever erased from the internet. It's never totally deleted. And someone remembers something about you. Maybe even you have no recollection of it. If someone in your family had posted something about you, and there it is, and they go back to it, there's reference to it. Your child is not safe when you do this. There is nothing private there. There is nothing private online. Anything you post online, it's for, you know, it's basically free for use. You'll find that it's not just pedophiles. Anyone can take a photo and manipulate it, as we're finding out with deepfake. All of this that we're doing, you need to ask yourself, why are you doing it? And like everything else, when something is being done, there's a name for it, if not an app. Sharenting. Why are you sharenting? You're oversharing. You know, when we say, oh, that's too much information. This really is too much information. Even when you say you have a close group, and I know, like the school where my child used to be, it was a close group, and only the parents of kids could go in there. But the thing is, anyone in that group could take a photo and use it if their children is in that photo. So there's a group photo and their child is in that group, they could use that photo somewhere else. And that's it. We're all over the world. We're all over town. Why do you need to share it? It's such a funny word, sharing it, but I understand it. Parents sharing, but it's too much. It's too much information that is not necessary. It's a danger to your child. It's a danger to yourself. When you say in your photos, we're, I don't know, at Lifestyle, we're at Gold Reef, we're on Table Mountain, and someone knows that you live in Johannesburg, that means you're not home. That means your house is free. So it's not even just your child alone that you have given up to the public to know what's happening to them, but you've also given up information about yourself. There's just so many things about this. People will also want to identity theft, for example. You know, it's there's just so many things that we're not thinking about. You said something at one time. You've told us the whole family history from different posting. You've said so many things about who is who. In fact, there was a friend that I had. I had to stop following her. You befriend, you unfriend someone, because she will talk about her in-laws and she will, you know, swear about them, swear at all. And I was like, no, I'm not going to be part of this. This is not right. If you have a problem in the family, you need to keep it in the family, not come tell us in public. If everybody needs therapy, then you need to go for therapy. You find that sites like Facebook, for example, only old people, that's what the kids say, there's only old people are on Facebook. All the young people have left. And some people use it as therapy, there's social therapy. You know, it's therapeutic to just vent and let everything out, and you don't have to pay anybody, you don't have to pay. But this is your life that you're putting out there. This is your child's life that you're putting out there. How will your child feel if they are in university and someone digs up a photo of them in the bathtub when they were two with no clothes on? It might be cute for us to see. Oh, look at that. Look at the chubby cheeks and choppy, whatever it is that you want to say. But that child will not find it funny or cute, because you can imagine how much of a joke it will be with the other friends. Let's become a little less formal, really. And if you really feel that formal, you're going to feel that you're missing out because your family is not online, then leave your child out of it. You've made that decision as an adult to live your life online. That's okay. But your child hasn't made that decision. You don't need to bring them into it. Do it for yourself. Do it by yourself. And do yourself without your child.